Senator Lisa Murkowski says Republican Mike Dunleavy's stance on a controversial salmon habitat ballot measure one, was a big factor in her support. Murkowski does not support the salmon initiative, and neither does Dunleavy.
I have looked at the language of this initiative, and as a former state legislator and one who was responsible for making sure that we get legislation and laws right, I'm very concerned that the way that this initiative is drafted, it will bring about unintended consequences that will limit our opportunity, our ability as individuals, as communities, to really move forward with even the most simple of development project.
The ballot initiative would toughen the permitting process for large industrial projects proposed in salmon habitat, among other things. This could impact major mining projects like the proposed Pebble Mine in Bristol Bay and the proposed Donlin Gold Mine in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. She said she does support the intent behind the ballot initiative and, if it didn't pass, would urge the state legislature to take up the issue of salmon habitat protection in the next session.
So what I want to do, what I want to see happen, is I'd like to see this initiative rejected, and I would like to see our legislature look specifically to these issues.
Alaskans will get to choose their next governor and whether or not to pass the ballot initiative November 6th. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Christy Schellenberger in Bethel.